Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Folks are naked here.
A lot.
And it's often enough that when you see it, you're not shocked, but it's not every day. So it's not like you're like head on the swivel like, oh, who's normalizing bodies today?
Yeah.
It's just often enough that you're like, oh, there's another naked person. And yesterday we were talking, they announced the date for the naked bike ride, which is in August.
August 12th, yeah.
You know, you got Ben Affleck, who's not from the Pacific Northwest. He was on the Drew Barrymore show talking about how he enjoys going skinny dipping with his wife.
Which is another pleasurable activity.
And I feel like there's just a lot of nudity that's happening.
I like to think the Pacific Northwest embraced body positivity, and that's why so many people are naked all the time.
Yeah, because the thing is it's not like they're not unrealistic expectations of bodies that I'm seeing. You know what I mean? You see those wobbly bits and you say, okay, all right, that's normal looking.
It's not the airbrush stuff you see on the internet.
Yeah, this is real life and raw. But have you ever been naked in public?
I have. It was in college. I was playing rugby for the University of Massachusetts. And when you score in rugby, it's a tradition the first time you do in the season that at the after party, you run around the house naked. And that's exactly what I did.
I also played rugby in college, and that was not part of our traditions.
Oh, no?
It was not. I've been accidentally naked a few times. Should I tell the one about chasing the dog pantsless through the streets or when I was a topless firefighter?
I mean, they're both great. Let's go topless firefighter this time.
I feel like that's got a strong, solid hook right there. My mom doesn't believe in clutter. Yeah. She does have OCD. I'm not using that like in a jokey way. Like legitimately, she doesn't like things on counters.
Right.
So growing up, we didn't have a toaster because it just threw off the whole look of the kitchen.
It was taking up space, ruins the aesthetic. I get it.
So I was making toast in the oven. I kind of forgot about it, which I know was really bad. I went upstairs to take a shower. While I was in the shower, I thought I smelled smoke. I was like, that's just steam. And then I realized steam doesn't smell like smoke because it's just water vapor.
Right.
So I walk out of the bathroom. I open the door and there is smoke in the house. And I realize, oh no, I have left the toast in the oven and it is now in fire.
And bread burns up really quick.
And so I had put it on one of those pizza stones that were trendy back in the day.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
So I open up. My mom has a convection oven, just the little one on top, and I see flames everywhere. Now, while my mom doesn't have a toaster, she also does not have a fire extinguisher. And so I try to pull the little hose thing from the sink and splash water at it. It's not working. I'm trying to fill up a bowl with water, throw it. And I'm just like in a complete panic because I just see this flaming stone. I try to throw salt on it. Like it just keeps coming back for more.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason in my brain, and this is why I'm not a first responder, my thought is, I know, I just got to get this stone outside and then the hose will reach and I can put it out.
Uh-huh.
So I get oven mitts because safety first.
Right.
I throw open the front door. I take this stone. I throw it in the yard. The grass is starting to catch fire. I get the hose. I'm yelling. There's a lot of hubbub. I get the fire out and that's when I look up and all my neighbors are standing outside. And while I had put on my bottom skivvies, I had neglected the top because I had just raised from the shower to put out this fire.
Oh, no.
So here I am topless on the front lawn in a suburban development fighting fire. And that was the day my mom told me that I probably shouldn't come home too much more. So when were you naked in public? 503-914-2899.
8 to 10,000 of your best friends hang out naked while riding bicycles.
Oh, you've done the naked bike ride.
Yeah, nothing like 1 or 2 a.m. in the morning rolling into Beaverton, riding down Highway 26 and 217 buck naked.
Is it painful?
Oh, God, no.
I've always been concerned about that.
Just as comfortable as riding your bicycle wearing clothes, except that there's a little bit more breeze. The thing is it's as bare as you dare. It's doing it in a body positive way.
The first time you did the naked bike ride, were you nervous or was it like a thrilling excitement?
Oh, man, it was a blast.
I can see it now, stepping outside of my comfort zone, riding my bike, my leg hair just blowing in the wind.
I can't see it, or I can't unsee it.
Yeah,
one of the
right?
two.
I just don't think I would ever be comfortable enough to intentionally be naked in public. And it's not anything against anyone that is, you know. I've accidentally been naked in public many a time, chasing the dog pantsless through the neighborhood when she escapes. Like, there's been a lot of stuff like that. But the idea of just going, today I'm riding my bike and I'm going to be naked, it feels like one of those dreams you have where you're somewhere and you forgot to get dressed and everybody just looks at you.
Mm-hmm. See, if I was going to do the naked bike ride, I'd have to go with a group of my people. I'd have to be surrounded by comfort and where I fit in.
I would be the complete opposite. I would rather no one I know see me. I'd be like, I would like to just have some anonymity here. So when were you naked in public?
So I do some nude modeling artwork, and one morning I was modeling outside at a public park in a lake, and I was so nervous that people would see me, like people who were out there fishing. And yeah, there's a couple fishing boats that went by who got a whole eye view of it.
Now, do you need a special permit for that? Or do you just go and get naked in the lake?
To go fishing or get naked at the lake?
I know for fishing, you definitely do.
To get naked, I really don't know, but I was out there doing it.
They probably thought they saw a mermaid. These are how rumors start, right here.
Yeah, I love to go fishing. I feel like I need to do it more this summer.
You might find somebody naked in the lake.
You know, I don't even know if he's going to find any fish. I feel like he doesn't have any of the luck. When were you naked in public, intentionally or accidentally? 503-914-2899.
And my 52nd birthday year, I did a blog of 52 things I had never done before. And one was dancing in the rain naked. And I did it.
Was it freeing?
It was very interesting to have rainfall on your naked skin because normally we bundle up.
That's true. Sometimes you just got to embrace the rain. It's something I never really learned or developed until I moved to the Pacific Northwest. Next time I do it, I'm going to have to do it naked, though. Give it a try.
Just let me know where you'll be and I'll hold the camera.
Ooh.
Don't you serve on your HOA?
I do.
So you mean to tell me that you will give somebody a citation for leaving their trash can out for 2 hours past whenever they're supposed to pull it back to their house and hide it in their garage, but you think that you have the right to dance naked in the rain in your backyard without a privacy fence?
Correction, I never said I would be in my backyard and or in my cul-de-sac. I didn't say where I was going to dance naked in the rain. Just
you and I both know that you will not get motivated to drive anywhere else. Like, maybe the front yard. But I feel like as a member of the HOA, if you're going to throw judgment on me because my blinds aren't all in the same direction, you're not allowed to have your wobbly bits on display.
You know, I would encourage everybody in my neighborhood to come outside and be naked.
Well, now you're just trying to meet people. When were you naked in public?
There was a person who was, I don't know, running down the center median with his pants off.
Now, what's center median? The person I saw yesterday was on I-5 near the bridge going into Washington. Where did yours go down? Like Beaverton?
It was I-5 northbound, but it was just south of the bridge.
Oh, you know. It might be the same person.
Yeah, it probably is.
Right?
My favorite part about this whole thing is that when you saw him, just pantless, by the time I saw him, completely nude. Where'd the top go? Who knows?
Maybe he was just shredding clothes as he got closer and closer to Washington so he could give us a big hello when he crossed the bridge.
That, or maybe his undercarriage was starting to heat up. You know what I mean? You're getting warm from all the cardio. The sun is beating down, reflecting from the river.
Could be the first time he was running for the year. Maybe there was a little chafage. Who knows?
You know, when they say the Pacific Northwest is the most beautiful part of the country, they're not lying. 105.1 The Buzz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.